In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. Put on your paisley shirts and your granny glasses, because today's show is brought to you by the color blue.
I used to put my granny glasses with my blue lenses over my blue eyes.
Which takes me to my first song.
Oh, is that a coinkydink or
it,
what?
It always is. You know, our show is just one coinkydink after another. My first song is actually a suite of short songs written by Stephen Stills and performed by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It appeared on a group's self-titled debut album in 1969 and was released as a single, hitting number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow! Your songs are going up.
I know. The song is ranked number 418 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. How about that, huh?
You're kind of low there, honey. Just saying.
Here's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free. I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. She's so free.
How can you catch the sparrow?
Cheating on Me with Judy.
She's sweet, Judy Blue Eyes. I love that song.
I do too. That's a nice song, but you're cheating on me.
I wouldn't think of it, dear. Did you realize in 1967, Jan Wenner borrowed $7,500 to begin publication of the Rolling Stone magazine?
Who was on the cover of the first issue of the magazine? Do you know?
I am so glad you asked. It was John Lennon.
Oh.
And he actually will go on to grace the cover for two more times within the first 10 issues on his way to becoming one of the most featured people on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Cool.
How about that?
My blue eyes match my outfit in my first song today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Since all my songs today will be the color of blue. My first attempt is a song that was sung by Jimmy Clanton and reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1962. Here's Venus in Blue Jeans.
She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's 7 wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. More than 7 wonders in the world, I just met number 8. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
In 1967, Amana introduces the first compact microwave oven for home use. The radar range sells for $495. Warmed up pizza will never be the same.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Try a quick and easy complete pizza with cheese. Chef Boyardee Pizza. Or America's newest, Chef Boyardee Pizza with Sausage. True Italian-style sausage in every bite. Both have a crunchy crust on the outside. tender inside with the same wonderful Italian pizza sauce from the chef's own recipe, both complete with cheese. Try one or both of these delicious pizzas, a meal in a minute with the chef's touch in it.
Oh, it was so good. I was raised on Chef Boyardee canned pasta. I love my mother's cooking.
I got to admit,
what?
We used to have Chef Boyardee ravioli for our lunches in the summertime.
I think everybody did.
I got to admit, when I was a kid, I really liked it. If you opened that can now and put it in front of me, I probably would turn my nose up.
Yeah.
I'd become a real
food snob. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1967. That's when three U.S. astronauts, Gus Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee, die when their Apollo spacecraft burns in a simulated launch. The ignition source of the fire was determined to be electrical, and the fire spread rapidly due to combustible nylon material and the high-pressure pure oxygen that was in the cabin atmosphere. Listen to the newsreel now.
Apollo astronauts Roger Chaffee, Edward White, and Gus Grissom lose their lives in a tragic flash fire aboard their grounded space capsule. The tragedy occurred during a simulated countdown for the first flight of the Apollo program, whose goal is to put a man on the moon by 1970. The entire three-man crew was engulfed by flames. A blue ribbon panel of space experts is investigating, aided by impounded NASA films and tape recording. When the tragedy struck, one of the astronauts shouted, "Fire in the spacecraft!" In a few seconds, all three were victims of the swift inferno which left the capsule a blackened shell. One reporter said it looked like the inside of a furnace. Investigators theorized that perhaps a short circuit or electrical overload may have sparked the blaze. 27 would-be rescuers were all overcome by smoke and heat.
A failure to identify the test as hazardous because the rocket was unfueled led to the rescue being hampered by poor emergency preparedness. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back in time.
Sometimes you can't wear blue jeans. You just have to wear a dress. Well, not me personally, but...
I should hope not, but I do like your legs.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes just for fun, you know. That's another story I really don't want to get, I want to forget about. But anyway, this takes me to my next song. It was done by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. They recorded it as a medley with an original arrangement of Little Richard's Good Golly, Miss Molly. Their version reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow, now you really up there, babe.
I know. I got to stop this. I got to go back with the really obscure stuff. That's number 842.
See, I don't like listening to those. I don't mind listening to. The earphones stay on my ears during your songs now.
I've been too easy on you.
I know.
Anyway, this song would end up becoming their most well-known and highest charting hit in the United States. Listen to... Devil with a Blue Dress On.
Hey, hey, all right, jump up, get it. Hey,
devil with a blue dress, blue dress.
Looking Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low, hip, her, say.
Devil with a blue dress.
about. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a bluegrass, bluegrass stone. She's the devil with a bluegrass heart. Hey, I say now. Everything.
Devil with a blue dress.
Oh, the devil with a blue dress. Oh, I love the devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Shake and Bake Suntan Lotion, the perfect lotion for those special days when you happen to be on the beach during an earthquake.
It's a big seller in California, I think.
Oh, that's a cute one. I like that one. Well, I have two songs today, and they're about the color blue. So it's Blue on Blue, which brings me to my last song.
What another coincidence.
Isn't you know? It? And it's a colorful one that was composed by Burt Bacharach and recorded by Bobby Vinton.
The Polish Prince.
That's
right.
This single spent 13 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 3 in July 6th of 1963. Here's Blue on Blue.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. And I find I can't get over losing you. I walk along the street we used to walk, two by two lovers pass, and as they're passing by, I could die, 'cause you're not here with me. Now the trees are bare, there's sadness in the air, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. And I find I can't get over losing you. Night after lonely night, we meet in dreams as I run to your side. You wait with open arms that now are closed to me. Through a veil of tears, your vision disappears, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, and I find I can't get over.
In 1967, Jane Mansfield dies in a car crash at the age of 34. She was one of the early Playboy playmates.
How about that?
That was so young. What a waste.
Truthfully, yeah. Well, I couldn't think of any more blue songs. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is my blue theme. You better or you'll be black and blue.
Which, coincidentally, takes me to my last song.
Oh, if I could just punch you.
My last song is by the English rock band The Rolling Stones. It was first released as a single on May 6th, 1966, and was later included as the opening track to the U.S. version of their 1966 album, Aftermath. This song reached number one in the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow. Ah. Now I am impressed.
Yeah, I thought you would be.
I'm sure I'm going to be listening to this song.
Rock out to Paint It Black. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say